very excited to welcome J.B. Smooth.
I love that. That reminds me of a song called Computer Love.
My computer.
Oh, that goes back. See, we're both born in 1965.
Oh, I love it.
So man. It's
That's our era, baby.
That's our era. I love that.
Egypt.
You know, just go rock, planet rock.
And you threw a Snoop on a little earlier.
Stop.
That little menacing sound you had, a little menacing
gotta do it, man.
Beat you had on earlier.
Already separated at birth, J.B. Smooth.
Already.
He's in town. He's at Cobb's. You got to check him out live on stage tonight. There's nothing like him. Or check him out tomorrow night. And before we start talking about your career, you've had a great career, but I'm fascinated by your time on SNL as a writer, and every once in a while they'd throw you on there. But when you were there, was Tina Fey the head writer?
Tina Fey was the head writer, yeah.
So what was that like, that collaborative effort? Because I know, what is it, Tuesday night, you stay up all night?
All night long, man. It's like it's engraved, and you can pretend or you can get to jump on it all you want, but you got to be there Tuesday night. You better pretend you're typing, pretend you're working, because you're going to be there. Everybody else is going to be there all night. You might as well get your, you know, relax. Some people spend the night. They just write all night, sleep on their couch. But see, I can't sleep. I just can't. Like, I got to change my drawers. You know what I mean? I'm one of those dudes. You know what I mean? I got to change my underwear, man. You know what I mean? I just can't do an all-nighter unless I have a pack or you know, just keep some extra underwear in my office somewhere. Maybe I got an office and I got a little drawer full of just underwear.
I'll tell you this.
At least change your underwear. I just can't lay there all night with the same underwear on. I wore the day before.
I hate to admit this, but in my office here, because we're right next to Chinatown.
Right.
And there were some knockoff Gap boxer briefs for 99 cents. And I thought, you know, just in case I have some kind of gastronomical disaster.
You never know.
You never know. And it's
but
fun. Yes.
But, you know, that's different. At least you're not just that's for emergency.
Right.
No. That's different than knowing you got to spend all night
right.
and just wearing the same drawers to the next day.
And I think the irony of this is that the one guy who went home at 9 o'clock and Lorne Michaels says, "Where the hell are you going?" was Larry David.
Larry did it, man. Larry, I know. That's
why it only lasted a year, right?
I can picture it very, very vividly because I worked there. I know how the hallway's shaped. I know what color the carpet is. I know they got the photos of all the alumni down the hall. I know exactly his route he took to get to that elevator. I know where his office was at. I know he got up. He turned the computer off. He walked down that long hallway, made that left turn, pressed that button, and someone came from the other direction and said, "Where the hell do you think you're going?"
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know it.
But he stuck to his guns. He said, "I'm tired. I've written all I'm going to write. I'm going home.
But that's Larry, though. He's very headstrong. I tell Larry all the time, you can't be as headstrong as you used to be, Larry, you know?
And then he's like, "Do you want to see my bank account?"
And then he pulls out his bank account, and it's a wrap. Larry's rich, man. I call him Larry Loaded. Larry Loaded.
Well, since we started talking about Larry, I brought him up. What was your connection? Did you have to audition for the part, or did he already know you, or did somebody say, "I got the guy"?
Nah, man, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's kind of like you and I, separated at birth, connected in life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that thing.
You just had it.
I feel as though I met Larry in a previous life or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what Larry was in a previous life. You ever think about that, what you were, and is what you were, is that even connected to what you are now?
I don't know. Do you ever see him like when he was on Fridays with the big dark hair? That doesn't look like Larry.
Doesn't look like Larry. You see that guy? It's like, was that Larry? Was it even Larry? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was it Larry?
What
was that dude with all that fro with the big opening in the middle?
Yeah, that was
like, who was that dude, man? There's nothing left of that guy in the new Larry. That's why I always wonder, like, how does that work, man? You know, when we met, you know, I definitely wasn't, it was my favorite show. So, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, you kind of whisper things to the universe. I think the universe works with you when you have a love for something. You know, you're going to run into that person or you're going to be in the same room with them. Somehow, you got to catch up. I always feel like you got to catch up to people before you can actually end up working with them somehow. you got to catch up with them, unrelated to anything else you're doing in their world. And then all of a sudden, you catch up enough where you're going to end up in the same room as them,
mm-hmm.
you know, for something totally different. But somehow you end up where you need to be at for some reason. You know, it's weird how the universe works. Now, I work with the universe a whole lot. So I meeting him, you know, it was nothing to do with previous. We didn't know each other. He didn't know me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my wife told me I was going to be on the show. You know, I said, I love this show. You know, I said, I would love to be on the show one day. And she said, you're going to be on that show one day because you say crazy stuff all the time. And it's like you are built to be on that show. And like when I tell you less than 2 months later, I was on the show.
Wow.
Working, which is crazy.
It's crazy how that works. Like even last night, I was kind of thinking that way. And I don't usually think that way because I remember in September of 85, I was at the A's game. They called up this guy, Ken Sago. Last night, mm-hmm. I'm standing there taking pictures with him, talking to him at this independent ball game in Pittsburgh, California. And I'm like, that's 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I saw you. And I always knew, I just kind of felt like that's my guy. And now I'm taking, you know, it's just 30 years I had to go by for that. It's kind of weird.
You cannot put time on the universe, man. You got to will. I'm telling you, you have to catch up in order to be in the same room, in order to be in the same connection with the person that mm-hmm. you were supposed to meet at some point.
Very interesting. JB Smoove is with us.
I go deep, baby. I go deep. See how deep I went just now? We had like that little 3 seconds of looking at each other like, mm-hmm. wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it like
just look right through your eyes, right through the back of your head.
I read your mind. You said I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah,
JB,
you absolutely did.
I thought for you.
You got to put it in perspective. It's like with great writers, that's what I think. I couldn't articulate it that way, but that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly how I'm always thinking. You know,
interesting. Well, they call
me Mr. Deja Vu. That's my other nickname
because so many times it just repeats.
My name Deja Vu. They call me Deja Vu. I get Deja Vu constantly.
Do you?
All the time.
That was, do you remember the band Deja Vu?
Yeah. We connected, baby. We got separated at birth. We know all the music.
No doubt.
We know everything, man.
We got separated at birth.
At birth.
That's right, with an F.
It's always with an F.
But the thing is that...
and if anyone want to argue the point about the V-E on the end of my name as opposed to the T-H, you can battle that too.
No, the T-H wouldn't work. It would look like you're trying. It would look fake.
That's why I didn't use the TH.
Yeah.
I know how to make things work.
You know? I know. Well, it's just like, you know, everybody's like, who is that guy? And they go, JB Smoove. It just fits.
And if you say my name and I don't sense or hear the V,
mm-hmm.
I stop you right in your tracks.
You ever go on like, good morning, Wichita? We're here with JB Smoove. And you're like, No.
Fix your lips. I tell them, fix your lips.
But you brought so much to that part. Like, it doesn't matter what they could write. I know a lot of it seems ad-lib. But it just, you took that ball and you ran with it.
You got to run with it, brother. You know, always put like this, man. If you're going to put somebody on your team, let's just take sports. Let's take a sports angle on this one.
Mm.
You're going to get Jordan on your team. You don't get Jordan on your team until Jordan to pass the damn ball. You tell Jordan to shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot as much as
just
possible.
Saw LeBron in the finals. It's like, what's he going to do? Pass it to Matthew Dellavedova? No, he's got to take over.
Got to take over the game. Get that triple double and make it happen. You know, and you know, I got blessed. No, I think it's one of those things where you prepare yourself for stuff you don't even know you're preparing yourself for. The first thing I ever did was take an improv class when I first started doing stand up years ago, 20 some odd years ago. I took an improv class, not knowing that one little tool. Improv tool that I got from that one little summer course of improv, you know, and
that would serve you that
who
well.
Knew I would put in my toolbox and years later.
We're gonna run to a quick break. We got one more segment with the deep JB
deep today.
Ooh, come on back.